Danny Brewer here with you on the Cougar Corner. We are extremely pleased now to be joined by Coach Chris Lawson with Middle Tennessee Christian, the leader of the Cougars. Coach Lawson, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, quite well. You know, for me, it's a great time of year. You know, we've got some sunshine out there today. It's the heat of basketball season. I'm a big horse racing guy. We got the Cal Cup Derby is today, the California Chrome. Of course, California Chrome, one of my favorite all-time thoroughbred racehorses. They're running that race today. They're running Lecompte at the fairgrounds. The county swim meets today. Man, there's lots of great things going on here. So Coach, I'm super excited, if you couldn't tell.
Absolutely. I definitely tell you, excited about horse racing. That's a good thing. Derby time will be here before you know it.
Well, it is. And so they're actually running derby preps today. The Lecompte at Fairgrounds in New Orleans is one of the big derby preps that they're running today, tonight, which that's a prep for the Louisiana Derby, which is a prep for the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, what I always say is the day you start thinking about the Kentucky Derby is the day after the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, like I said, I'll get my you know, horseracingscoop.com is my website, and you can catch me on, I write for Forbes. So I'm really deep in the thoroughbred game. And speaking of thoroughbreds, I think you got a few, tell us a little bit about, and you're a thoroughbred yourself, Coach. Tell us a little bit about Chris Lawson and who you are. Tell me, where did Chris Lawson come from?
Well, I played basketball at a small school outside of Columbia in Murray County, Hampshire, and real, real small 1A school. My dad was a coach. He coached for 30 years, and a lot of good memories there. He had a lot of good teams through the 80s and the 90s, and then, you know, as I came through mid-90s to I graduated in 2001. We were fortunate to have some, you know, very competitive teams and have a little success. But then played a little college basketball in the NAIA and went to Lindsey Wilson College in Kentucky and finished up at Martin Methodist, which is now UT Southern. A lot of good memories there. That was a great experience getting to play at the next level and then kind of seeing how things change and that kind of thing. And so I've been coaching now for, I think this is year 19. And so started out at Columbia Central. I was an assistant coach, and I went to Alabama for 8 years and was an assistant coach at a couple schools down there, and then came back and took the head coaching job at Cascade. And I was there for 5 years in Bellbuckle. And then when this opened up last year, I thought it was a good situation and talked to the family, prayed about it, that kind of thing, and it all worked out. So here we are, and I don't feel like from where we were and where we started, I don't feel like we're in a bad spot. I think things are headed in the right direction. Still a lot of work to do, and a lot of things we've got to kind of get, you know, where we want them. But I'm super proud of our guys. They're competing at a high level.
So, you know, I'm going to kind of steal a phrase a little bit here. Basketball is life. That has been true for Chris Lawson, right? Basketball's in your blood. Did you always know you were going to be a basketball coach?
I did not. You know, growing up, my dad obviously was a coach, and I loved playing. But, you know, I wasn't, you know, I was thinking about going into the medical field. I majored in biology in college, and I was really going to try to do something like a physician assistant or go to pharmacy school or something like that. And I just, when I got out, I got offered a job teaching physical science and assistant basketball coach at Columbia Central High School. And, you know, I had known some of those folks there, I know the principal real well at the time. And so, you know, it just kind of worked out that way. And as soon as I started coaching, I knew I want to do this. I love doing this. This is where I'm passionate. So there just never really was any hesitation or looking back after that. I've enjoyed it ever since.
So when the thought of coming to Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee Christian School, because, you know, they've got a pretty proud athletic tradition. They've been pretty good in a lot of sports over the last few years. When this opportunity came open, I guess, and you met with the folks, you knew it was the right place for you?
Absolutely. There's several things. Boys basketball has struggled a little bit the past 3 or 4 years, 5 years, whatever there. But, facilities are great. It's in a great location. As far as, you know, just being able to get to pretty much anywhere and players being able to come here and play here and that kind of thing, it's just in a good location. It's just in a and so I kind of like that. And then it was a good spot for me and my family. My kids, you know, go to school here, and, you know, kind of be in a little bit different environment and something that we wanted for them. So, you know, yeah, it just everything kind of lined up, and I think we felt really, really good and kind of like God was placing us in this spot at this time for a purpose.
A little divine intervention. Coach, what's your record right now?
12-7.
12-7. Well, I mean, anytime you're over 500, you've got to be pleased about that. So tell me a little bit about your team and your style of play. What do you like? Do you like to run up and down the floor, or is it kind of you go as the game permits?
Well, first of all, we've got a completely new team. I think we've only got three guys that played any significant minutes last year that returned to this year's team. So everybody else is new. They either moved up from JV, middle school, or they transferred in, or they, for whatever, you know, it's just different, new. So there's been a little bit of a process, and it's really starting to click a little bit now, but a little bit of a process on learning new players and personnel and how to play with each other and expectations and who can do what. Who plays well when the game is fast? Who plays well when we need to manage things a little bit more and slow it down when it's a late clock situation? So, you know, that's been the biggest thing for us, is just trying to, as a coaching staff and as a program, trying to teach that to the guys, and also trying to learn it as a group. Just on how to manage, and you have to learn how to win. That's something that hasn't been done here in boys basketball in a few years. So trying to get them to understand, you can't just walk out there and just go beat people 20 points. You can't just walk out there and go beat people 5 points. You know, it's a game of runs, and you've got to be able to withstand it. Last night, we had a big win at Grace Christian, and all credit to Grace. They played super hard, played great. The environment, though, was just unbelievable. I mean, their gym is nice. It was packed. And things got a little tight at the end, and our guys were able to find a way, figure out a way to get through it, where earlier in the season, you know, we lost a double overtime game by one to Bradley Central. We lost a game to Columbia Central by 2 points at the buzzer. We lost I think another close one, I forgot who it is now, but we lost a few of those close games, and now we're starting to kind of figure out how to manage a little bit better. So when to run, when to slow it up. Okay, we want to take the last shot here. Our guys are coming around and starting to figure those things out.
When you mention teams like Bradley Central, Columbia Central, I mean, those are bigger schools. So obviously scheduling like that is good for you guys. And you said something that I find very interesting, and I completely concur with this, learning how to win. That's an important thing, and some kids get it and some kids don't.
Yes. You're 100% right. It's a basketball changes level to level so much, you know, and trying to get parents and players to understand middle school basketball is not anything like high school basketball. I mean, it's still basketball, but it just, the game speeds up so much every level you go. And with that increase in speed, you know, you have to be able to make the right decisions at a faster pace. You have to be able to make the right decisions when there's more people in the gym a lot of times, or, you know, just when there's maybe a better, a more organized team, or a team that does something specifically well, and they've been coached to take this away or to try to do this. You know, that's the part that when you learn how to win, you know, you just, it's a lot. We got a freshman point guard, Noah Owens, who is, he played last year as an eighth grader, but he's grown up a lot through this season. And, you know, people, as people start to really try to tighten down on him and not let him get clean looks, we've had to work with him on, okay, now you got to do some different things. You got to be a good screener. You've got to try to get teammates open. You've got to figure out where those shots are going to come from now that somebody's like hanging on you every step of the way kind of thing. So just things like that with several of our guys, just trying to teach them, you know, some of those ins and outs. And we still make a lot of mistakes, but I was just so proud of our guys last night. We got to go to Bradley Central today. So that's a long trip after a late night last night. And we're going to have to see if we can get them juiced up and get them going and everything. See if we can get them loose and play hard again today.
So kind of this trip, a little bit, maybe see what you're made of going down there today to Bradley Central, because I know that's not an easy place to go play.
It's not, you know, and they had a big game last night against a crosstown rival, Walker Valley. So they had a late night as well. But, you know, I told the guys in the locker room last night over at Grace after the game, I said, okay, big-time win tonight and a big-time environment. And I said, you know, it was great. Everything was great. I said, now here's the challenge. Tomorrow we're going to go to Bradley Central. I said, it's a pretty good road trip. I said, it's not a rival game. They don't know us, really. We don't know them. There will be some fans there, but it won't be the same electric environment as we had tonight. So I said, this is the challenge. You all have got to get yourselves going. You all have got to get, you know, you all have got to figure out how can you play up to the same standard that you played in that big-time district environment last night to today. You know, so that's kind of the challenge. And that's just, if we can do it, if we can go over there and play them tough and give ourselves a chance, you know, that's really all we can ask. So we're trying to take those steps.
Certainly a building block opportunity for sure, Coach. Talk a little bit about some of your other scores. I know you mentioned your freshman point guard. Tell me a little bit about some of the other kids you got on the team.
We got a big kid, Elijah Carter. He's a junior. He's about 6'6", 6'7", super athlete. He's our leading scorer. And, you know, he's another one that he's been a little up and down at times this year, but he's always been consistent scoring. Whether he comes off the bench or whether he starts, you know, he's averaging right at about 20 points, 10 rebounds a game. That could be off one or two, but that's about where he's at. He's just, you know, I think what we're trying to get him to understand now is he could average 25 and about 15 a game. And, you know, trying to get him to understand too, when you do that, when you produce and play with that type of energy and bring that every single game, well, now the other team, you know, has to account for that, and it's going to open up teammates. It's going to open up other things for us. And so part of that process, but he's been great. He's had some low-level interest this year from some colleges. I think two or three JUCOs have come and watched and reached out. He's had a little NAIA interest from a few schools, you know. So we're talking about AAU in the summer and kind of, you know, making a good choice on where you want to play in the summer and off-season work too, and going into a senior year next year, trying to get him prepared and put him in the best possible situation to play at the next level.
Is he a post player, a combo player? What does he do at 6'7"?
You know, he's really good in the post. He's also very good outside. He can shoot three. He's got a nice 1-2 dribble pull-up shot, so he's a three-level scorer. You know, he's got a really nice round to his game. But at times he falls in love with three. At times he falls in love with only wanting to be outside. And so, you know, for us and what we need, we need all three levels for sure. We need him to, you know, until somebody stops him in the post and that kind of thing, we need him to go work down there. So trying to get him to buy into that, and he's doing a good job. He'll go down there and he'll go to work, and he shoots free throws at a high level. I think his free throw percentage is right around 75%. So that's a good thing. But In college, I don't know if he'll play the post all the time. You know, he might be more a perimeter guy. So we're trying to work ball handling and continue to work on the shot while also encouraging, hey, man, nobody can stop you down low. So let's work from out inside out and kind of go with that.
Do you think you've been around the game a long time? Do you think that it's changed a lot? The post, there's not as much emphasis on post play these days. You think that's true?
It's definitely true. The game has evolved so much where, you know, when you go to that next level or whatever, you know, there's not really a back to the basket type of post player. There's more, you know, your 6'7" to 6'9" guys are going to be mid post. They might dribble into like a post up, but they're working off the dribble a lot. They're working, you know, outside shot and that kind of thing. So I think there's a place to develop a skill set where you can post up and you understand the footwork and the skills that go there. But at the same time, I don't know that is at the same probably level that it was 25 or 30 years ago. I think now everything's off the dribble and, you know, you've got to be able to guard and defend at a high level on the perimeter. And so those are the kind of things that are the focus for us too, trying to develop him.
Okay, Coach, tell us a little bit about what you got coming up this week. I know you got Bradley Central tonight. What do you got coming up after that?
We're off on Tuesday, so that will give us a little bit of break. You know, we got the holiday on Monday, so I'll be able to give them a break. And we'll practice 3 days, and then we go to PCA on Friday night and then to BGA on Saturday night next weekend. So that's not going to be easy at all. Two of the best teams in the state. Here, we were actually leading BGA here at halftime the first time we played them, and then, you know, they kind of went on a run the second half and exerted their will on us a little bit. But I still see us taking those steps and gaining ground. So my hope is we just continue to gain some ground. And, you know, you get down to postseason play, you never know. Maybe we can have a chance.
Well, it's playing right at the right time. That's what it's all about, Coach. We certainly wish you the best of luck. I would encourage folks to get over there. They got a wonderful facility over there at Middle Tennessee Christian School. If you've never been, it's an outstanding gymnasium. Coach Chris Lawson, we certainly do appreciate your time, and we absolutely wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all's time, too, and go Cougars.
There you go. Thank you, Coach.